After 3 months of war in Ukraine, there is the loss of human life, destroyed cities, and environmental damage. An area called the Black Sea Biosphere in the south is home to migrating birds, dolphins, and endangered species. Although right now, wildfires in that biosphere are large enough to be seen from space. And there's risk of polluting water sources and radiation from damaged nuclear plants. Joining us now is Erica Weinthal, Professor of Environmental Policy and Public Policy at Duke University. Erica, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
When you think about war in Ukraine and the various kinds of damage, potential damage to the environment, what do you think about most? What do you worry about most?
I worry most about how large scale the damage is to the natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a country that has, you know, a pristine environment. As you mentioned, it has a biosphere reserve, which is a Ramsar site, which means it is a protected wetland.
Mm-hmm.
It has forested land. It has major rivers that flow through the entire country, but it is also incredibly industrial. So it has large factories, chemical plants, metallurgical plants that, when targeted in war, have tremendous impacts for the natural environment, for surrounding communities, when they release different toxins into the environment.
Of course, different kinds of infrastructure are being affected by this war. When you think about pollution and a damage to infrastructure supporting human life, clean air, clean water, medical services, what are the impacts there?
What we've seen in Ukraine that has been so unprecedented is essentially a scorched earth campaign that Russia is undertaking, widespread targeting of infrastructure, of natural resources that will be devastating for generations of Ukrainians.
We know Ukraine is a breadbasket to much of the world. How is that being impacted now?
It means, you know, farmers can't plant for the next year. We are seeing land destroyed, you know, set on fire. We will see soil contamination from different munitions. And so we could potentially see contamination of heavy metals, such as lead and uranium. And so the implications, you know, for food security are widespread and will have tremendous, you know, ripple effects, not just for Ukraine, but for the global food system.
Yeah. Over the decades, we have learned about the history of Chernobyl, the nuclear plant, and the environmental toll, the human toll of that accident. When you think about the nuclear plants, and Ukraine has many of those, what are the risks?
We have not seen another country experience such, you know, widespread destruction where you have active nuclear power plants. You know, this is so unprecedented in many ways that even international law hasn't really thought about what it means to protect nuclear power plants during war, when we've been thinking a lot about protecting the environment in armed conflict.
And then, of course, one of the big questions has to be climate change. How do you think about, in the course of this war, new sources of emissions, perhaps from military machinery, but also damage to what we call carbon sinks, forests and marshlands that absorb CO2?
That is a great point. Again, you know, we can start with the marshlands, the biosphere reserve. I mean, these are areas, along with forested land, that are really important carbon sinks. And so they need to be protected, not just because they're carbon sinks, but also because of the wildlife that lives in forests, in marshlands.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is also the question, you know, of war. War is dirty. Militaries are the largest users of fossil fuels worldwide. And so this has tremendous implications, both preparing for war, carrying out war, for climate change.
Finally, is there any way to think about the rebuilding that will eventually come being an opportunity?
As the conflict has been unfolding and we've been witnessing tragedy after tragedy, we're also seeing a coalition, a network of NGOs, and environmental activists both within Ukraine and outside of Ukraine who have been playing a really important role in documenting the impacts to the environment. This will help build the roadmap of what needs to come next. And many of these young activists have been very vocal about wanting a future that is not dependent on fossil fuels and really thinking about what it means to have a green, sustainable economy.
We have been talking with Erica Weinthal, professor of environmental policy and public policy at Duke University, on war, Ukraine, and the environment. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.